The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The list reads almost like a financial disclosure form for a campaign for governor. There's the coal industry executive Richard Gilliam, who McDonnell appointed to an advisory council back when he was governor. Then there's home builder Dwight Schar, who donated money to the gubernatorial campaigns of Bob McDonnell and Jerry Kilgore, as well as giving money to Terry McAuliffe. Then there's Fred Malik, whose time in Republican politics stretches back to the Nixon administration.
When we look at the list of donors who gave to Bob McDonnell's Legal Defense Fund, we see a lot of people who believed in Bob McDonnell's innocence.
That's Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University.
These are people who are not going to get anything from Bob McDonnell for this support they gave him. I mean, these are people who gave as much as $50,000, lots of people who gave $5,000, lots of people who gave small amounts of money.
Republican analyst Dan Scanling says McDonnell's time in elective office may be over, but
I think you'll see Bob go work for one of the lobbying firms downtown in Richmond and also maybe get on some boards, maybe at Dominion or some other big Virginia companies, and provide them guidance.
Overall, the Restoration Fund has raised more than $500,000. I'm Michael Pope.